This is the Old Radio Show's podcast.
The Green Hornet.
Faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Cato! Here's where we smash a graft racket!
Okay, Charlie. That closes the bulldog. Yeah, take it away.
Not much news today, Gunnigan.
Yeah, that's the newspaper business, Reed. One day you got a 5-alarm fire. A nice, heavy murder. A big scandal case. And so much stuff coming over the wire you could fill a dozen page ones. And then days like this one.
What's your lead story, Gunnigan?
The citizen protest meeting. Yelling about the rackets in town.
Oh, that's important.
Sure, been important for months. But it's not new. It's from hunger, Reed. We had nothing else to run. Couldn't even give it a twist.
Gunnigan, you know what makes this town shot full of rackets.
Sure, the political machine.
I wish we could print it on them. What a scoop that'd be for the Sentinel.
I gave up that dream long ago, Reed.
It's a funny thing about crooked politicians, Gunnigan. Take Carling, for example.
That chiseler? You can have him, Reed.
He gets paid a lot for giving the racketeers political protection, doesn't he?
He's got a dollar for every penny I ever saw. And it didn't come out of his salary as a public official. Public official.
Yet there was a time when Carling was on the level, when he had the makings of an honest statesman.
That was way back when you were a kid, Reed, when your father was running the paper. Time flies.
What made him change?
I don't know. Easy money, maybe.
Money like that may be easy to get, Gunnigan, but it's got thorns on it. I bet he hasn't slept well in years.
You're talking about Carling, boss?
Oh, yes, Lowry. Why?
He won't sleep easy tonight.
You got something, Lowry?
Yeah. Guess who's been pulled in for disturbing the peace?
Uh-oh. You mean Carling's son again, Larry?
Right, boss. I just got a phone call from the station house. He raised a row in another nightclub.
Too bad they can't cool him off in the clink.
Not a chance, Gunnigan. Well, the poor Carling's got his son must be home by now.
Sure he is.
Too bad, isn't it? I've seen that chap around. I'll bet if it hadn't been for the example his father's setting him, he'd be as level-headed as any kid.
Never mind the philosophy, Reed. Do we run it?
Of course we do, Gunnigan. It's a story, isn't it?
Take it a rewrite, Lowry. Tell him to give it a couple of sticks.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Might be something. Newsroom, Sentinel. Yeah, he's here. Who wants to see... Oh, just a minute.
For me, Gunnigan?
Yeah, Reed. And you know who it is? It's Carling.
Carling, huh?
Uh-uh. Bet he wants his yarn killed.
Yeah. What he wants and what he gets are two different things. I'll take it. Hello, Carling. This is Reed. Now, Carling, if it's about your son's escapade, the answer is... You want to see me? Well, it won't do you any... You what? Oh. Well, yes, I'll be here. Huh.
Carling's coming here, boss?
Never mind, Larry. Get that story over to rewrite.
Just a minute, Larry. We're holding an apple file.
Huh? But Reed...
Carling says he has another story for the Sentinel, a bigger story.
Oh, that's just applesauce, Reed.
He sounded sincere, Gunnigan. Carling said he wanted to tell what he knows about the racket setup.
What? It's a pipe dream.
He's coming here to the Sentinel tonight. Somehow I can't help feeling he's on the level.
Reed, I had to talk with my son tonight after I got him out of the police station.
Just a moment, Carling. You're not trying to squash that story.
No, I'm not.
Because it won't work no matter how you go about it.
Yes, I understand that, Reed. I built my political career on graft and corruption. I didn't realize until tonight how insecure that foundation was.
You wanted money, Carling. Well, you got it. Dirty money.
It's all finished now. I'm through.
It took you a long time to change your mind, Carling. What's the matter? Did you have a quarrel with a racket boss?
No. I had a quarrel with my son.
Did you expect him to be a good citizen after the example you set him?
Please don't rub it in. I thought I was providing for his future. Instead, I ruined it.
Well, just what was this quarrel?
Well, I took him into the library. I wanted to give him a lecture on his conduct. He didn't seem to be impressed by what I was saying.
That's all you're going to say stated, will you, Dad? I'm sleepy.
Son.
What are you always preaching at me for?
Because you're my son. I can't see you go on this way.
What's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it? You've been tossed out of 3 universities already. You've gotten into one scrape after another. Why don't you settle down?
Because it's more fun this way.
I don't know. Every time we get together, you act as if... Son, I've done everything for you.
Okay. Suppose we let it go at that.
I can't believe it. I can't believe you're no good.
I'm your son, aren't I?
Just what does that mean?
All right, you're asking for it. All right, I'll tell you. How do you expect me to act? What have I got to look up to? You're my father. All I'm doing is taking you for an example.
Do you know what you're saying?
Yes, I know, and so do you. I used to think when I was a kid that you were the greatest guy on earth. My father, a man elected by the people. That's a laugh.
Stop it.
You asked for this, not me. You keep telling me to be a good citizen. Why don't you practice what you preach?
Son, you're tired.
Sure, I'm tired. I'm tired of having you tell me how to act. You, of all people. You're a crook, and I'm your son.
You can't say that.
I can, and I am. You've never been in jail, sure, because you're too smart. But you get your money from gambling joints and rackets that exist because you give them political protection. It's dirty money, so why should you kick when I spend it? I'm just putting it back where you got it from.
I never realized how...
Don't worry about it. It used to worry me, too. I used to be ashamed to look other kids in the faces. As soon as I learned what you were like. But it doesn't worry me anymore. If you got away with it, why can't I? I'm going to be just like you. Get what I can, and I don't care how. Like father, like son. Bless it, huh? Like father, like son.
Like father, like son. I can still hear him saying it. That's why I'm here, Reed.
It doesn't feel so good, eh, Carly?
He's all I've got. I should have known better. Reed, if I give the Sentinel information about my political tie-up with the rackets, will you print it?
You might go to jail.
I will go to jail. So will plenty of others. I've thought of that. But I've thought more of my son.
It might have been wiser to think of him sooner.
You needn't twist the knife. I realized a lot of things tonight. It may be too late, but at least I can try. Well...
Carling, anything you have to say, the Sentinel will print.
It'll take me a day or two to get things together. I've been tied up in so much graft, I've forgotten about half of it.
You won't change your mind.
Not a chance. When I have things ready, I'll call you.
All right, Carling, we'll expect your call. Have you told your son yet?
No, I... Not yet.
Then what are you waiting for, man? You want him to be proud of you, don't you? You've got to make up for lost time, Carling.
You've come to my dance, Jack.
Fooled you, huh?
I've sent you so many invitations, and you've always turned them down.
Forget it, darling. Let's dance. And once around for good luck. What are they waiting for? How about some more music?
Oh, they're all through. Just as well, too. I'm dizzy. Mm.
Don't like dancing with me, huh?
I love it. Let's go off the balcony, shall we?
With you, any place.
You've changed so much, Jack. As if a load had been lifted from you.
It has.
Tell me, is it your father?
How did you know?
Oh, news gets around. Jack, I'm glad.
So am I, honey. It's a swell feeling.
Oh, look, isn't that Britt Reed?
Where? Oh, yeah. Come on, I want to say hello to him.
Mr. Reed.
Oh, hello. I get the next dance, or they all take it?
Well...
They were all taken. I might give up one, though, seeing it's you.
Life isn't so bad, is it, Carly?
Dad talked to me, Mr. Reed. It's funny how a talk can change things.
The Sentinel can't go easy on him.
Dad doesn't want that, and I don't either. Say, I was just thinking.
Well?
I have one more year, and then I get out. We won't have so much money, and... Well, do you think I'd stand a chance of being a reporter?
Well, you never know till you try, Carly. I tell you what, let's make a date for next year. You come in with your sheepskin, and we'll talk about it, okay?
Okay.
Jack, they've started again.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Well, so long, Mr. Reed. It's a date. Come on, honey.
Just a minute, Carly.
Who's that?
Over here in the car.
Who is it?
Now, was that a way to talk to a pal?
Tilson. What do you want?
I've been parked outside your house for a couple hours, Carly. Didn't we have an appointment today?
Appointment?
Yeah, to split a little dough. You never missed an appointment like that before.
Tilson, I'm not interested anymore. You see,
I've been hearing rumors, Carling. Wouldn't be any truth in them, would there?
I'd rather not discuss it, Tilson.
Now, ain't that nice? I'd rather not discuss it. Well, listen, you. I don't know exactly what's going on. Not yet. But I don't like it, see, and we're going to...
Let go of my arm.
I'll let go, and I'm good and ready. You and me...
Hey, Mr. Carling.
Who's that?
Mr. Carling.
Let go of my arm, I say.
Somebody for you, huh? Okay, Carling. Just remember, I'll be seeing you.
I thought it was you, Mr. Carling.
Who are you?
Me? Lowry from the Sentinel. Hey, that guy left in a hurry, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
What's the matter? Didn't he want to see me?
I think not.
Well, Mr. Reed wants to know when you'll... Hey, wait a second. Now that I think of it, I've seen that car before.
You can tell Mr. Reed. I'll call him tomorrow evening.
Okay, but you sound scared. Was that car the one that...
That was Tilson.
Tilson?
Yes,
oh,
Tilson.
Oh, mackerel.
Head of all the rackets in town. He's a little suspicious.
You think he knows you're going to talk?
I'm not sure. I don't think so, not yet. But I'm not backing down. Tell Mr. Reed he'll hear from me tomorrow night.
Are you sure you got a straight, Lowry? Carling said he'd call?
Yes, boss.
And what are you waiting for? We ought to hear from him by now.
I don't like broken promises, Gunnigan.
Oh, boss, he'll call. I tell you, Carling means business.
Well, I'm sure he does, Lowry, but...
Hey.
That must be him, Reed.
I'll take it. You can listen in on the other phone. Hello.
Daily Sentinel, I want to talk to Mr. Reed.
That you, Carling? This is Reed talking.
Reed, I said I'd call you tonight.
Anything wrong?
No, I'm sticking to my bargain. It's just that there's someone in the house.
What? What's that?
I'm alone here, yet I thought I heard footsteps.
You better go out. Hop a cab and come over here.
Yes, perhaps. Reed.
Carling, what is it?
Let go of me.
Carling.
Reed, it's Justin.
Carling. Hello.
The phone's gone dead, Reed.
Hold on the desk, Gunnigan. Come on, while we were going out there. It's Tilson.
Must be that newspaper guy, Carling. They got here in a hurry.
Tilson, you can't...
I'll tell you once more, just so you'll remember it. If you start talking about my rackets to any newspaper, your son won't live long enough to light a cigarette.
I've got to answer the door.
I'm going out the back. You know I'm not kidding. I can get to your son no matter where he is. I know you don't care about yourself, but you do care about him. Plenty. So long, Carling. Give my regards to the Sentinel.
Tilson! Where's that? The door. Yes, I'm coming. I'm coming.
Carling, open the door. Hey, what's going on?
Carling, are you all right?
Yes, Reed, I'm all right.
Well, what happened?
Why, nothing at all.
You were talking on the phone. Where's Tilson?
Tilson? He hasn't been here.
He hasn't? Well, then why did you hang up?
Reed, I changed my mind. I'm sorry, but I can't give you any information.
Telephone, Mr. Britt.
I'll take it, Cato. Hello?
Reed, this is Gunnigan.
Oh, yes, Gunnigan. Have you made any headway?
Not a bit. Carling says no soap.
You tell Lowry to put the pressure on?
Lowry's here now, Reed. He talked himself hoarse.
But what's Carling's reason? He must have one.
Yes, me. He's been threatened.
Tilson, eh? All right, Gunnigan, that's all.
If I get any flashes, should I call your apartment?
No. I think I'll be out this evening, Gunnigan. Good night. You got the gist of that, kiddo?
Bad, Miss Smith?
Carling made some deal with Tilson. There's no doubt about that. Just when the stuffer was all set to crack that racket scoop, it would have ripped the town apart.
Yes, sir.
Now somebody stepped on the fuse. When the Flowery couldn't squeeze the truth out of Carling, that puts it up to us.
What do you mean?
Almost 24 hours have gone by since Carling broke his promise. He's got some reason for keeping quiet. Perhaps it's his own skin that worries him, perhaps.
Yes?
We'll find out definitely. I want the Green Hornet mask and the gas weapon. Check the Black Beauty and have it set to travel. We're going out as the Green Hornet. How is it this time, Cato?
I see no one, Smith.
I guess the reporters have finally given up. Come on.
What about the car?
No, we'll leave it here. I might need you. This way. There's an open window. Careful. Stay out of the light.
Yes, sir.
We'll see who... Cato. It's Carling and his son.
Yes.
Looks like an argument. Now, get this. I'm going up close to listen. You stay here. If young Carling comes out, trail him in the Black Beauty.
But, Mr. Brett...
Do as I say, in the Black Beauty. I'll get back somehow. I'll put the Hornet mask and the gun in my pocket. No one will know me. Quiet. I want to hear this.
Yes, sir, it's true. I changed my mind.
But, Dad, when I read that in the Sentinel this morning, I couldn't believe it.
I don't want to discuss it.
But why? Why?
Please, please.
No, you've got to tell me. Was Tilson here last night?
Well,
was he?
Yes, son. He made threats.
Well, so that's it. And just because he threatened you...
Not me, son. I didn't want to tell you this.
Well, who did he threaten?
You.
Me?
I know Tilson. When he makes a promise, he means it.
And what about your promise?
What could I do? Son, you're all I've got. Does it seem funny to you?
Go on, what are you stopping for? You might as well make it good while you're about it.
But what are you saying?
Oh, cut it out. You're not kidding me.
I don't understand.
This song and dance about Tilson making threats. I'm old enough to know the truth.
It is the truth.
Yes? Then why don't you get the police to protect me?
Because if I made one move like that, Tilson would think I was getting ready to talk. He'd get you first.
I don't believe you.
No,
I fell for that stuff before, but I'm not falling now. You never had any intention of going through with this. You handed me a lot of soft soap, then you cooked this up as an alibi.
Son, come back here. Wait a minute.
Let go of me. You're insolid. You've got your dirty money.
You can't
stop
go.
Stop playing the doting father. Keep on with your chiseling racket. I don't care. Now let go of me. I'm going.
Son, Zeta. It's yours.
How much does he know, Carling?
Who's that?
It's a nice little scene. Was it for my benefit?
You're mad. You... Green Hornet.
Spill it, Carling. That scene was fake, wasn't it?
A Green Hornet. Tilson never told
me. Tilson doesn't tell you everything.
You're working for Tilson. He sent you here.
I came to have a look.
Well, Tilson needn't worry. I'm not talking.
Now, what about your son?
My son?
Is he going to talk?
He doesn't know anything, Hornet.
I hate to disagree with you, but...
Listen, Tilson promised
maybe
me...
Maybe he told your son. Maybe he's going to the Sentinel.
I don't know where he's going.
Now? I'm going to see that he doesn't get there.
Wait. Did Tilson give you orders?
Someone has to keep tabs on that kid. Just in case.
But he knows nothing. He can't talk and I won't.
Well, I'll see that he doesn't. So long, Carling.
Hornet, wait. You can't hold him. Tilson's... Hornet! Tilson's nearby. I have to call him. Tell him to stop the Hornet. I have to call him.
Came here as soon as you phoned. Is young Carling still inside the roadhouse?
He'll be out soon, Smith.
I see. Closing up soon, eh?
Yes, sir.
Cato was out of Carling's home. He was calling Tilson. I gave Carling the impression that I was Tilson's gunman.
I see.
Then I called Tilson myself later on. I got him worried about young Carling. Tilson's got men out right now looking around for him. Cato, Tilson is planning to put the finger on young Carling.
That is bad.
Won't take him long to locate him either. Tilson's got connections in every roadhouse and gambling joint in town, including this one. Now listen closely. We got to plan this very carefully, otherwise there may be a slip-up. Young Carling in that roadhouse.
Jack, please, it's time to go home.
Home? I haven't got any home. Not anymore.
You don't know what you're saying.
If you don't like it, go on. I didn't ask you to hang around.
You asked me to come with you.
All right, I changed my mind. I don't need you or anybody.
Pardon me, buddy. Your name Carling?
Huh?
There's a phone call for you out back.
Okay.
Jack, let's leave.
Let me alone, will you? I'm going to answer the phone. As far as I'm concerned, it'll be okay if you're not here when I get back. Where is the phone?
This way.
Who was it?
I don't know. Just asked for you. I
hope it's my father. Boy, will I tell him off.
Right through this door. You first.
Well, I don't see a phone.
Hello, Ken.
Who are you?
I got a rod in my pocket, so just do like I tell you.
A gun?
The name's Tilson.
Tilson?
Should I take him out, Tilson?
Yeah. We got a little tip from the Green Hornet, kid. You are taking a little ride.
He's been gone all night. All night.
Yeah, heard about it at the Sentinel this morning.
Please don't care much for me, but they're doing all they can.
Now, take it easy. Tilson wouldn't dare.
But he sent the Green Hornet last night.
The Green Hornet? Holy mackerel, was the Hornet here?
I never knew it, but he must be the gunman for Tilson. From what the Hornet said...
Well, I hate to say this, Carling, but if the Hornet's in, I don't think you're wasting your time. That guy's been accused of every crime on the book, including murder.
The Hornet thought Jack knew something, but he didn't. I swear he didn't.
When you get in a racket, Carling, it's hard to get the tar off.
He's dead.
Now you can thank yourself for it. You started this racket, helped it to grow. Now you're getting some idea of what it feels like to reap the harvest.
The door.
Whoa, slow up.
It may be Jack, it must be.
Now wait, Carl. You may be heading for a letdown. Take it easy.
Jack, it's you. I thought it was Jack.
Mr. Carling, I was with him last night.
Hey, you're his girl, aren't you?
We were out at the roadhouse in the country. Jack got up to answer a telephone call.
What did you do, walk all the way in?
I had no money.
Where is he?
It wasn't a phone call. I went after him. Oh, there were two men taking him out back. Two men with guns.
Where is he?
I heard them say something about taking you for a one-way ride.
A one-way ride? Who were they?
I don't know. Maybe it's the police, Mr. Colleen. Maybe they found him.
I can't answer.
I'll take it for you, Colleen. Hello? Police? Yes. Yes, I'll take the message. Uh-huh. Yes, yes. You picked up a man named Shorty.
Shorty's one of Tilson's guerrillas.
Well, what about... All right. I'll tell him. Thanks.
What about Jack? Have they found him?
They haven't found him. The police grabbed Shorty on the road. He was beaten up. He says he didn't mean to kill your son, but the Green Hornet got him.
You mean Jack is dead?
That's what Shorty told the police.
I did this. It's all my fault. Larry, is Reed at the Sentinel now?
I think so, Mr. Carling.
Can we go there now? I refuse to talk because of my son. Now my son's gone. There's no reason for me to be silent any longer. That's it, Reed. That's the whole story of the racket, all of it. My part in it, all about Tilson, everything. There are papers which can be used to substantiate everything I told you.
All right, Carling. The Sentinel will print every word. This racket trust is smashed.
It's the least I can do for my son. For his memory.
Here's the typewritten statement, Reed.
Good. Will you sign here, Carling? Gunnigan and I'll witness it.
Of course.
Gunnigan?
Now yours, Reed.
All right, Gunnigan. Have photos test made of this. Send one to the district attorney, one to the police. Print it in full on page one.
Okay, Reed.
You know...
Yes, Carling?
I should have done this a long time ago. I'm just beginning to realize. Even when they threatened my son's life, I should have remembered I was a public official. My duty was to serve the public. Well, at least I've wiped the slate clean. When I get out of jail, I can start fresh.
You'll get my vote, Carling.
Hey, boss, Carling.
Sorry, take it easy.
Take it easy, nothing. The police just called. Young Carling is alive.
What's that? My son?
Yeah, alive. He walked into the police station upstate a couple minutes ago.
But I don't understand. That man, Shorty, he told the police that he and the Green Hornet killed my son.
That's what they thought, but it wasn't true. Your son woke up beside the road. He'd been gassed. It wasn't a shot. It was gas.
That boy, he got away from the Hornet. He's alive. I've got to see him.
Sure, you've got to see him.
Holy mackerel. Is this a story or is this a story?
Wait, it's an aga. Let me by. I got to get that...
Well, politician's son escapes from the Green Hornet. Hey, wait for me, Gunnigan.
All right, Carling. Put your shoulders back. From now on, you'll have a son to be proud of. And I think you'll be proud of his father.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.